The Railcats have now lost 5 of their last 6 ball games after dropping a 5-3 verdict to Texas last night at U.S. Steel Yard. The Cats' offense continues to struggle by picking up only 6 hits for the game, while Texas, with the worst record in the American Association, would take a 4-1 lead after 5.5 innings and were never headed afterwards. Railcat pitcher Lars Liguori took the loss last night.
It's definitely disappointing. You know, I think we believe we're a lot better than we've been as of late, and I think it's just one thing here, one thing in another place. But I think we're just kind of trying to work it all out and trying to find a way to put it all together. And I think once we do that, we're going to get back rolling and we'll be just fine.
Andy Paz drove in a run for the Cats, who will try again against Texas this afternoon at the Yard. The Almond were off yesterday, but tonight they have a road date at Joliet. And according to the Northwest Indiana Times, Kankakee Valley has a new high school football coach. It's James Broyles, who is a graduate of KV and has some college and pro football playing time on his resume. He replaces Derek Thompson, who resigned last month. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.